We're being held hostage in our emotions, in our circumstances, in our relationships.
Dr. Tony Evans says forgiving others releases us from one source of pain and prevents a brand new one.
If you have a refusal to forgive, you have blocked God's operation in your life.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. It's easy to talk about forgiveness when someone cuts you off on the highway or does something else to annoy you. But when you're the victim of a hateful tragedy, like the ones we've heard about so often in the news over the past several weeks, it's a different story. Dr. Evans, can you help us understand forgiveness in that context?
Well, Dave, one of the reasons that forgiveness is critical is not just for the person you're forgiving. It's also for the forgiver, because unforgiveness holds you hostage. But first of all, we've got to understand what forgiveness is all about. So we're going to seek to clarify that, but also for the forgiven, for that person to know that they can get right with God and they can have the opportunity to seek reconciliation because forgiveness has been offered.
Well, let's get started with this look at how to follow God's ultimate example of forgiveness.
We have all seen a dog being held hostage by a leash, by links in a chain that has it collared. And it can go a little distance, but once it goes too far, it's unable to go any further, and many times are yanked back, unable to be freed because they have been collared by something that limits their movement. There are many who have a spiritual collar around their neck. The links in the chain on the leash involve anger, bitterness, resentment, wrath, revenge, and all of these links hook into a collar called unforgiveness. There are those who are being held hostage by unforgiveness. This collar hooked onto this chain owns you. Perhaps it's been owning you for days or months, maybe years or decades. One thing is for certain, you're not able to get free. It's like the button in a tourist shop that read, "To err is human, to forgive, that ain't gonna happen." In Colossians chapter 3, Paul the apostle says to forgive one another in verse 13, forgiving each other. So let's clarify our definition. Stick with me today, because whether you need help in this area or whether you know someone who does, and we probably all do, this is no small issue, as you will see. Forgiveness means to release a person from a debt or an obligation that has been incurred. It is the choice to release a person from a wrong committed against you. Forgiveness does not mean approving or excusing or justifying or pretending not to be hurt. It's not repressing it and pushing it in the basement of your mind so that you don't have to think about it. But it is releasing by choice someone from an obligation incurred to you because of wrong done against you. Everybody here has been on both sides of the equation. We have needed to be forgiven and we have needed to forgive. Everybody here, whether small or large, has been on the forgiveness continuum. And it is the quintessential issue of human relationships. Forgiveness is that decision to push a delete button because of a wrong done against you. Now, let me clarify. Forgiveness does not necessarily mean reconciliation. It's a very important distinction. You can forgive people with whom you are not yet reconciled. Forgiveness, whether reconciliation occurs or not, is the decision of the offended party to release the party that has done them wrong, whether or not we ever hook up again. Whether or not we ever become friends again, whether or not we ever do business together again, whether or not we hang out with each other again. That is a goal. That is a desire. We know you've already heard a message on reconciliation. That is a need. That may be something you strive to. That may or may not happen, but that does not determine whether forgiveness has occurred. So please do not make the two equal. One can lead to the other, but one is not the other. You can forgive for that which has yet to be reconciled. Forgiveness can be either unilateral, or forgiveness can also be transactional. Now let me explain what I mean. Unilateral is to go one way. Forgiving people who have not asked you to forgive them. You see, a lot of people are held hostage waiting for somebody to say, I'm sorry. But if they never say, I'm sorry, and you don't forgive, you're held hostage by what they do or do not do. What? Unilateral forgiveness is forgiving someone who is unable to ask you for it. Like someone who abused you but who is now dead, then you're held hostage for the rest of your life. Because if you're waiting for a request, that's a request that can never come. Or maybe it's a person who hurt you, but you don't know where they are. They've relocated. They've started a new life somewhere. You can't locate them. So there is no way for there to be a transaction. That's unilateral forgiveness. That's what Jesus did on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Without you ever saying anything, forgiveness was granted. But then there is transactional forgiveness. Transactional forgiveness is forgiveness that comes because a person has confessed and repented of the wrong done against you. There's a transaction occur. In other words, it's two ways. They have come and requested forgiveness and demonstrated repentance that they are indeed sorry. They've said the words, followed up by the action, which now opens up the door for reconciliation. Reconciliation can occur when there has been transactional forgiveness that takes place. When there is no transactional forgiveness, it's merely unilateral forgiveness, then reconciliation is difficult or impossible. That's why to restore a relationship, the Bible says that Jesus paid the sins of the whole world. That was unilateral, but he's offering transactional. Because if you come to Christ in faith, you will be reconciled with the Father. The Father's already reconciled with you through the forgiveness of sins. But when the transaction occurs, because you come to Jesus Christ, then reconciliation with the Father can occur. So let's get this straight. Forgiveness is releasing a debt, whether unilaterally or whether transactionally. But the transactional forgiveness gives a higher potential for reconciliation depending on what the infraction was and the time needed to get over the hurt or the pain that was caused by the infraction. I remember a man who ran into my car. He hit my car. Come to find out, he was uninsured. So he had no insurance to fix my car. I have a dent in my car caused by somebody else who was unable to fix the problem. I got my car fixed. Now, what I could have done was drive around with a dent in my car caused by somebody else being every day that they didn't fix it. Every time I go out and see that dent, that no good driver, that uninsured driver has messed up my car. Unfortunately, a lot of folks are living with dents on their soul. A dent on the soul. A soul, somebody has run into your life and put a dent there. And you're spending so much time being mad that they were uninsured, that they couldn't fix what they dented, that you're running around and living life with a dent, that if forgiveness took place, would have been repaired by you. But you can become so angry, vengeful, and bitter that you get used to a dent and don't know how to live without it. Because every time you see that dent, it justifies your anger at the person who caused it. Forgiveness is releasing someone for an obligation because of an offense against you. Please notice he says, stay with me here, in verse 13, he says, forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. He says, what makes it possible to forgive is recognizing you have been forgiven. If you lose sight of the fact that you are forgiven, it will be much more difficult for you to forgive. And there is nobody here who has not needed to be forgiven. Now, different strokes for different folks, but if you're here and you're saved, it's because God has forgiven you of your infraction against him.
Dr. Evans will have more for us in a moment on that link between forgiving and being forgiven. Well, if you want to start exercising the kind of forgiveness that can heal the hostility that's tearing our country apart, a good place to start is by reading Tony's powerful, best-selling book, Oneness Embraced. It explores his personal hurts and hopes over the racial divides that separate God's people. And there are practical, kingdom-minded steps that individuals and churches can take to overcome prejudice, heal divisions, and build unity. We want every person listening to have a copy of this powerful book that spells out how we can turn national tragedy into triumph. So if you'll contact us by Friday and make a donation, any donation, we'll send you a copy of Oneness Embraced as our thank you gift. And as a special bonus, we'll include a copy of Tony's featured message collection, Love Will Overcome, an in-depth examination of what unity looks like and how to eliminate the obstacles that keep us from achieving it. You get both the book and the CD series with our thanks when you make a contribution of any size toward the work of the Urban Alternative, but only through this week. So don't put it off. Drop by TonyEvans.org today. Or let one of our staff members help you by calling us at 1-800-800-3222. Our phone center is open 24/7, so there's no need to wait. Again, 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat that information later on, but right now Dr. Evans is back with more of today's message.
There is an inseparable link between forgiving and recognize you have been forgiven. Forgiveness is a beautiful word until you're the one that has to give it. Now, we love the word when we need it, but the word becomes much more difficult when we are the ones that have to disperse the forgiveness because we are the wounded party. On the cross, God took the initiative to provide forgiveness before we ever requested it. For God demonstrated his love toward us that even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He unilaterally forgave on the cross, and he wants us to be forgivers. Stay with me here because I can feel the consternation. To refuse to forgive is to burn a bridge over which you yourself must cross. If not now, one day. There are some here today who are being held hostage by unforgiveness. And because of what happened to you, how it happened, who did it, the collar is around your neck. And every time you try to go, boom, the devil drags you back. And he yanks the chain. You're not going anywhere. Because this collar of unforgiveness controls you. We're being held hostage in our emotions, in our circumstances, in our relationships. Because the enemy knows that if he can keep bringing this thing up, if he can keep it rolling around like a record recorder in your mind, he can own you, control you, break down relationships, even that have nothing to do with the person, but you can't move forward in other legitimate relationships because of the hurt, the abuse, the pain, the stress, the struggle that was caused you. He says, I want you to forgive as you have been forgiven. Many of us are walking around out of fellowship with the Father because of an unwillingness to forgive. If you have a refusal to forgive, you and God are not on the same page. You have blocked God's operation in your life. No matter how many prayers you pray, no matter how many Bibles you read, no matter how many church services you go to, refusal to forgive horizontally breaks down fellowship with God vertically because the vertical is tethered to the horizontal. Forgive just as your heavenly Father has forgiven you. Jesus tells another story in Matthew 18. He's talking about forgiveness. Peter wants to know how many times, beginning at verse 21, how many times do you have to forgive somebody? Because I know some of you asking. Jesus says there was a man who owed a man millions of dollars and he could not pay. He said, have mercy on me. I can't pay. Because he was getting ready to be thrown and sold, he and his family, into slavery. It says that the king had mercy on the man and did not require him to pay. In fact, he canceled the debt. So the man is now free from millions of dollars of debt. He now is walking in freedom and comes across a guy who owes him a couple thousand bucks. He grabs the guy who owes him a couple thousand bucks and says, where's my money? You owe me some money and you're not paying me. The man said, have mercy on me. I can't pay. I want to pay. I will pay. I can't do it now. Have mercy. He had him thrown in jail. Say, you pay me, your life's going to be miserable. It says one of the king's servants saw him do this. And went back to the king and told the king what he did. Says the king was furious and said, go get him. They went and they got him and he required payment. He says, I forgave you millions. You were not willing to release somebody who owed you thousands. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to hold you hostage until you pay up. And then the story ends with this statement. And so shall your Father do to you. Or as James 2:13 says, he that hath mercy will receive mercy. The one that doesn't show mercy will not receive mercy. I love the way Ephesians puts it. Ephesians talks about the same thing. And here's what Ephesians 4 verses 30 to 32 says. It says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ forgave you. Here it is. When you forgive, you have just crossed over into the supernatural. Let me say it again. When you forgive, as difficult as it may be, you have just crossed over from the natural to the supernatural. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is no longer sad inside of you. See, a lot of us, the word grieve means to make sad. A lot of us are walking around with a sad Holy Ghost. And that's why we are sad people. A sad Holy Spirit, so we're sad in our souls. A sad Holy Spirit, that's why we are discouraged and depressed. Because the Holy Spirit is sad. He says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. How do you know the Holy Spirit is sad inside of you? Because you're walking around bitter. Because you're walking around thinking about, I'm going to get you. What goes around comes around. If you are walking around thinking that way, feeling that way, acting that way, here's another way you know the Holy Spirit is grieving inside of you. Because you are slandering the person that hurt you. In other words, you're taking that person's name and you are seeking any kind of damage you can do. That means that you're still hostage to a noose around your neck. And he says, it's a Holy Spirit issue. But forgiveness, he says, not excusing the wrong, that's not what I mean, but forgiveness is to cross over into the supernatural, freeing the Holy Spirit up, guess what? To free you up.
But even after we found the strength to forgive, the hurt we experienced doesn't magically disappear. Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a final thought about that, so be sure to stay with us. In the meantime, let me encourage you to get the full-length version of today's lesson, Forgive One Another. It's available on CD or DVD, so you can share this important teaching with your Sunday school class, small group, or Bible study. But to dig even deeper into what it'll take to start a wave of racial reconciliation in your church that can spread across the country, be sure to request that featured CD collection I told you about earlier, Love Will Overcome. As I mentioned, if you can help us keep Tony's teaching on this station with a donation of any size, we'll send you all 7 CDs in this series as our thank you gift, along with a copy of Tony's best-selling book on racial reconciliation, Oneness Embraced. Visit us at TonyEvans.org for the details. We can only make this offer available till Friday, so don't put it off. Visit us today at TonyEvans.org or give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our staff members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans says that discrimination in our country isn't just a problem, it's a stronghold. Tomorrow, he'll talk about what a stronghold is and how to destroy it. Right now, though, he's back with an important final comment for today.
Now, I know there's a question on the floor. There's got to be this question. What about the pain? What about the pain? Because it still hurts. In the old tower bells that used to hang on churches and steeples, they would go, bing! Bong, bing, bong, bing, bong, ringing the bell, bing, bong, bing, bong. They would, you just ring the bell at the hour and it would go bing, bong, and then you would let the rope go. When you let it go, it would keep swinging. But the longer you kept your hand off the rope, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong. You see, if you're still holding on to that rope, the pain will never go away. But depending on how long you've been swinging it and how hard you've been swinging it will depend on how long it may take for it to slow down until you barely hear it. As long as you hold on to unforgiveness, the pain will not go away. 1 Corinthians 13:5 says, love keeps no record of wrong.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.